air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to
Welcome
me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Harry's Razors have been great to me, great to everyone here at the station. We love Harry's Razors. We love paying $2 a blade rather than $4 a blade in what you're seeing out there right now. We love the 100% quality guarantee, in which they'll refund you, give you a full refund if you're not satisfied. We love the fact that there's no shave club that you have to subscribe to. Now, you do get auto refills as an option if you like, or you can just buy them, you know, they're online a la carte. You can buy them at Walmart or buy them at Target stores. We love it. We love everything about Harry's and Harry's Razors. And right now, for limited time, the listeners of the show, we've got a special offer for you right now. New customers can get $5 off a shave set with Harry's when you put in the promo code Mickey at harrys.com. That means you get the starter set, the five blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming gel, the travel blade cover. You get it just all for $3. Free shipping with this, and use the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched at harrys.com. Use the code Mickey at checkout to claim this incredible offer. Paul Strelo joins us now from TigerIllustrated.com. A very busy Paul Strelo. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
Oh, fantastic.
Great. Let me jump into it, because I want to talk some current guys and what we learned from what you learned and some things that you maybe some takes you had from our media outings here in the last couple of days. But Clemson has probably the last big recruiting weekend coming up next weekend. Do we know tentatively numbers wise, and will this be something? Is this a fluid visit list that will be updated all throughout next week on TigerIllustrated.com?
Well, I think any recruiting visitor list is a fluid list, and I think that's. But it specifically will be this year, and it only took out next weekend, next Friday night. But with the way the NCAA has scheduled the recruiting calendar, this month is a dead period. Recruits cannot go visit campuses, and likewise, you know, coaches can't go out on the road and try and find these kids during the summer. But there's a 1 week period. They're starting July 25th, where from that through July 31st, these visits can take place. You know, the kids can go back to campuses. So what you have is huge competition, particularly that Friday night and that Saturday, to attract your targets back to campus. So a lot of schools are putting on some type of social event or just trying to bring guys in that Friday night or that Saturday. And oftentimes, because of the logistics, a kid cannot do both. So if a kid may say he's coming to your school for that visit, but you don't really know until that night or really till that kid hits the road, because, you know, other schools are going to be recruiting. And as we see every year for these events, you know, some people come that you aren't expecting to come, and then some don't make it because there's constant efforts to persuade that kid, the parents, the travel, the people who are driving the kid to bring them to your campus. So there's a rough idea of people who've said, yes, we're coming. Some names, are public. I'm sure some, you know, there are always a couple that don't want to go public. So there's a loose framework on, you think this kid's probably coming or he might come, but until you get there, you don't really know for sure on a couple of them.
Is this in years past, it's been huge. In years past, this has been, I don't know, maybe a disappointment a time or two because of the timing. It's really, am I right by saying, Paul, that this event and now the new recruiting rules, it's really evolved. Is that a pretty safe to say that?
Well, I think that what we've seen is, you know, as everyone has started to, you know, this is, I think, maybe the eighth year of the All-In Cookout. I don't know if they were the original one, but one of the very first ones to do a recruiting social event, and now you've seen everybody incorporate them, and a lot of people start doing them even earlier. So in that respect, you know, where you evolve, and some is what you do with it, and things of that nature. But, you know, I think Clemson is also of the mindset that, you know, others can do the event, but they can't do the event like we do it, because they don't have Dabo Swinney as their coach, and just kind of the environment and culture that, that Clemson espouses. So in that respect, there's change and not change. You know, last year I kind of think was an anomaly in regard to there were so few targets, really out there, combined with, you know, I think that you know, Clemson did have a series of guys cancel on them who they thought would come or might come, so it didn't really generate what it typically does. But I also think that we look at it from the framework of, you know, what uncommitted prospects are coming and which ones do they get off the event. And if you're Clemson, and I'm sure other schools kind of see these things as well, but Clemson specifically has such a strong retention rate with its commitments that this event is huge for not only acquisition, but retention, and making sure that you know, you're keeping the guys that you already have in the fold. So, you know, whether they get commitments out of it or not, yes, that is significant, but the way college, you know, the way the Clemson staff looks at it is as much, you know, the other guys, the guys who are already on the commitment list, but it it helps kind of shoo away the others who are continuing to constantly pursue the guys that Clemson has committed.
Dabo Swinney has the policy of no official visits for juniors, even though the NCAA allowed this. I'm sure on a player or two it has hurt. On the other side of it, I heard the positives of it, where Tony Elliott talks about, man, if they want to see you, paying your own dime really does show their interest level in you. Paul, your thoughts on that policy now that we've kind of been through it, now that we've kind of gotten to the other side of it after one short period with it. You think Dabo, can you understand the validity of it, and will they change that policy maybe at some point in time in the future?
I know they'll say they'll revisit it every year, and they've got their hideaway meetings now, and that's something they talk about after signing days. But I don't see Clemson changing it, and my personal view is it's a moot point for Clemson. You know, by the math that, you know, we did a piece on this a couple of weeks ago where we talked to Dabo Swinney about it, and the numbers that we at least came up with, you know, 79 of Clemson's offers, you know, well more than half, and you can, you know, get into what validates, you know, who is truly offered. But really, you know, almost 80 at that time kids that they had offered had already visited this calendar year. They're still getting the guys on campus. You know, if Clemson was unable to attract the, you know, its priority guys or have equal at-bats with some of their suitors, then I think it's an issue. But so many of the ones who have taken official visits elsewhere and made decisions have still come to Clemson within that same time, or, you know, time framework, and taken, made overnight stays. You know, Clemson has so much within the 1 mile radius of campus that they can still, you know, go out to eat, go to Dabo Swinney's house, do different things on unofficial visits that others may not have the luxury of doing based on the way their campus is structured. So in the end, I think Clemson is giving glorified official visits. You know, they aren't paying for the kid to get here. But, you know, I also agree with, you know, that I think part of Clemson's formula that they've been successful with is they want people who are invested in them, that it's not just a straight, you know, a one-sided courtship of these recruits. Where you are constantly, you know, trying to get them to come, you want them to choose you more so than you begging them to come. And when you're spending your money to go on these visits, you're showing, and time, particularly for West Coast kids or the ones far out, you know, you're showing that that your interest is legit, and you would have some investment. You have some investment in Clemson in your recruiting decision. So personally, it's kind of, I kind of equate it to where Clemson doesn't allow its commitments to take other visits, where just about everybody else does. You know, it's the outlying approach, but I actually think it serves them better long-term for the kind of guy that they want and stability within their recruiting class.
Speaking of stability, we'll know a lot more about the stability of who is coming this time next week. But for those that are looking forward to it, those who starved for some football right now, Paul, is there a player or two, storyline or two at this point to really, really watch for as we head into next weekend's cookout?
Well, I think two of the biggest names. We've talked about Andrew Booth, basically a borderline five-star corner from Lawrenceville Archer. Clemson's been engaged with really even going back to the Dabo Swinney camp the previous summer when he came in really for the first time and kind of wowed everybody. It's a Clemson-Auburn battle, and yeah, he has backed off the intent to announce sometime this summer. You know, he's got two other Archer teammates who are planning to announce in August, and so it would seem likely that he announces, you know, before Archer's season kicks off as well. You know, he's said he's coming to Clemson Cookout, and then Auburn has an event the very next day. Most recently, he's been he went back-to-back visits, Auburn, Clemson, but went to Auburn's social, the Big Cat Weekend in early June, and then came back and spent some time on Clemson's campus during the youth camp. But just kind of, you know, next weekend, I don't know that it's telling based off where he goes, but I certainly know that both schools have a close eye on how this next weekend goes for Booth and his recruitment. Other name, the biggest name I think is as Clemson's offensive line recruiting. You know, as people are, you know, that kind of comes under scrutiny as we go along here. You know, Ja'Kai Moore, a very impressive looking on the hoof offensive lineman from Virginia, 6'5", you know, 295 type. That Penn State, South Carolina are really the two biggest names. They're really the two in the strongest position with him right now. You know, this will be his first truly comprehensive Clemson visit if he comes for the cookout, as he's expressed the intent to do. And so can Clemson really forge some staying power with him or gain any momentum with him when he's been to Penn State, you know, 6 to 8 times and went to South Carolina again this summer. So I think those are the two right now that maybe have the biggest star power coming into the weekend.
You spent some time this week with the media, meeting with Dabo Swinney and his staff, and hearing from some of those guys. What were your most biggest impressions you took from the staff?
Yeah, and Larry and I wrote about this earlier this week. I think, you know, number one, and not this necessarily comes as a surprise, but even it's. A lot of times, and when you have quarterback situations like this, or even the hot young guy comes in, there's going to be a pumping of the brakes on the hype train. And with Trevor Lawrence, you haven't really gotten that. You know, it's almost as if, you know, look, everybody has seen it through camp. I mean, he's had a better first spring than Deshaun Watson had, and it's probably not really close. Trevor Lawrence, I think you know, is going to be, they feel really confident, is going to be a special player and will play this season. Now, how much, you know, to me, it's almost counterintuitive. I think the how much is shaped on, you know, goes on Kelly Bryant's shoulders. And we see, you know, during, you know, Bryant enters the fall as the number one quarterback and we'll come out there as the starter on the very opening August practices. But he's got to play well, you know, because the Lawrence is coming. And so how Bryant does, how he reacts to the situation, you know, and just how he performs will kind of dictate how the QB situation goes. Because I think you know Lawrence is going to play. And I think, but we also know that they like Kelly Bryant and think he brings a lot of good things to the table. So I think that kind of acknowledgement and just kind of the way they've handled this whole quarterback dynamic is fascinating to me. You know, other little depth chart kind of things stick out to you. You know, you continue to hear good things about Cade Stewart as probably maybe the sixth man on offensive line, you know, and just kind of seeing, you know, should there be an injury, you know, who would be the next guy? You know, I think that compels me. You know, I really think they like their linebacker depth. You know, Jamie Scott, Skalski coming off a little surgical, breaking the fifth metatarsal in his foot. I don't know what, they say he'll be fine, but Brent Venables told me that he had the best spring of any of their linebackers. And I think, between Shaq Smith and Skalski, both of those guys, I think could play for them this year. And I tend to believe that Skalski is kind of a breakout player. And so when you've got Kendall Joseph, who they love, Trey Lamar back, could they have more depth and play more guys at linebacker than ever before? So just a number of different things depth chart wise, as you look at where are their strengths and where, as you kind of listen for subtle hints on this is the guy, this guy needs to maybe pick it up this August a little more.
Paul, I in thinking about it, because of depth, say at linebacker, I mean, you'd say, boy, Kendall Joseph is one of the best backers they've had here in a long time or in the last, few years. But because of that depth, same thing at defensive end. You're obviously those guys come back, but, you're hearing great things about some of those other defensive ends there. Could we see it to where this team might be a better football team and more well-rested for the November run, the December run, and maybe even January run because of, you want to see a little Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. They're not going to redshirt. You want to see more of Skalski and Shaq Smith. They're not going to redshirt those guys through either. I guess they've redshirted one already. But could you see this team maybe benefiting from that longer because of the depth they have at some of these different positions?
I think that's their plan, combined with there is such a veteran presence there. You got so many guys who are here one more year that you need to go ahead and develop some of these young guys and make sure they get snaps so that, come next year, you're not just rolling out a bunch of new guys, and that's when you tend to have the biggest drop-off. So I think there does have to be a juggling act there. And as much preseason hype as the defense has gotten because of the veteran presence, the established players they have back, I don't know that it's going to be as profound as the headlines suggest, because if I'm Clemson's coaches, I am running out a lot of guys there and trying to use certain games at least, just certain opportunities to try and foster that development and that depth. So as opposed to rolling out Farrell and Bryant and Dexter Wilkins for 65 to 70 snaps, most to every game. I think you see that number dwindle a little bit because you want to bring along Justin Foster, Logan Rudolph, Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry, and see what you have there and get those guys ready for next year. So I think it'll be an interesting to see these first couple games. Now, obviously, a Furman presents a little different piece to the puzzle, and maybe a road game at Texas A&M. But just during relevant competition, how much is Clemson leaning strictly on the its number ones, and then how much are they, they go in with the plan that we're going to get these guys some snaps in order to go ahead and get their feet wet.
Good stuff there. Paul, tell us about TigerIllustrated.com, because this is y'all's time of year, buddy. If you're not subscribing, I don't know what you're doing. And I always encourage people, use your own password rather than stealing other guys out there. Tell us about TigerIllustrated.com.
Yeah, still a lot of buildup left for the all-in cookout next week and what that will mean for certain positions, as well as we roll out our annual series where we spoke one-on-ones with the assistant coaches and kind of get into some recruiting topics and discussion on some of their younger players. So some different type exclusive content material, particularly over these next couple of weeks as we lead, kind of the build up to August camp and fall ball getting going.
Great stuff. The place to find it, like I find it every single day, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, I want a complete, firm, no back out list of all the cookout visitors next week when we visit. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll talk a little fluid situation then.
We'll negotiate.
I got you. Hey, thanks again as usual. Looking forward to it. Have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul. It's Paul Strelow, Tiger Illustrated. carolinaflooring.com. Carolina Flooring Specialist has your great garage floor they can put in for you. I absolutely love our garage floor, how easy it is and just how convenient it is. I got to tell you, and Daisy, we had to keep in the garage last night because of blood and things like that. You know what we'll do? I'll go in today and I'll just wash it out and I'll wipe it up. You know, if this was concrete floors, that wouldn't happen. And so it's another reason to be extremely thankful for Carolina Flooring Specialists and what these people are able to do for us. High performance, solid base epoxy flooring. It just looks amazing and so easy to clean. And again, today, especially after what we've been through a little bit in the last day or so, we are extremely thankful that we went with Carolina Flooring Specialists. Let your garage floor shine. Let it really pop. Let it be with our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley, the great folks, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. We'll take a break, come back. Open phone lines, text, tweets. Got a lot to do when you come back from after this.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Here is what a satisfied AquaPool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by AquaPool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month. We're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy from Ed Murdoch, you probably paid too much.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
The Mick
Lasky.
Lila's show is on the air.
I would like you to stop laughing and listen.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A big day at Katichi yesterday. They had Big Hairy Dog was over there. I talked to my buddy Greg Rushen, and he was they were really excited at the huge turnout that they had. Kids over there getting a picture made with them, but Big Hairy Dog was over that way. They got the junior stuff coming up August 4th and 5th weekend over at Katichi. The junior tournament, the very first David Ledbetter Academy junior tournament. So get in touch with them about that. You can call Jeff Gotham. We had Jeff on the air yesterday. Tell us about it. 706-856-3322. And, you know, how about this? You're talking about middle school kids is $70, high school kids $90. And that's, you know, get three rounds. You get a practice round, just a cart fee. You're talking about like $105, $108 or whatever for three rounds at one of the best golf courses. And it's a really cool event. It's our first one. And so you could be the champion of the very first Ledbetter Academy at Katichi Junior Championship. To find out more, jeff@katichi.com or 706-856-3322. Junior golfers, go ahead and get to get signed up for it. You're going to love that stuff there. My friend Don from over in Pendleton checks in with us. Good morning, Don. How you doing, man?
Mickey, how are you, man?
I am fantastic. I hope you guys are, too.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. Gearing up for football. So all the things that's happening with Dabo and the press conferences and all this stuff is very exciting. But just wanted to get your feedback on something.
All right.
You know, I'm a big defensive line, man.
Right.
And just looking at the defensive line, you kind of feel bad for Richard Juergen and Chris Register. You know, you hope those guys can get some meaningful snaps. But, you know, you're looking at Xavier Thomas and K.J. Herring, and that those guys are as dynamic as advertised. You know, they're definitely probably going to steal some of those snaps. And rightfully so. I mean, you know, you're going to put the best players out there on the field. But for Xavier Kelly, can you see any way that maybe he can get some reps inside? I know he's gotten a little heavier. I don't know if he has the skill set to play inside, but seem like they're going to probably need some depth going forward inside, and I don't know what the recruiting is looking like for interior defensive linemen, but just trying to, you know, figure out that logjam of all those players they have and how they may go forward with that. So if I can get your input.
Hey, man, do me a favor. Hang on. Can you hang on a second, too?
Yes, sir.
Because I got a personal question for you there. I think you're right. I mean, right now, there's 10 defensive ends who I think you can win with at Clemson. Maybe nine. I'm not sure Justin Mascola is ready yet. But I know that Farrell and Bryant, and I hear great things about Foster. Richard Juergen's a friend and a guy that man, if he was healthy, you know, he would – I feel great about it. I hope he is healthy, and he's feeling more healthy now. If you think about it, with Xavier Kelly, in many years, Xavier Kelly would be a big contributor here. But Mason Rudolph is or Logan Rudolph, I should say, is going to be a really good player for him. And K.J. Henry and Xavier Thomas, and you mentioned Register. I mean, those guys are good football players. Kelly's the one that looks like body-wise he might be able to do it. If you think about it, you know, when they recruited, you know, Jordan Williams, he's kind of a defensive end. He's over 300 pounds now, and his body has changed. And he went from a good defensive end prospect to a great defensive tackle prospect because of the quickness in there. So maybe Kelly can do that. I think instincts are something that kind of hurt Kelly a little bit, but athleticism, man, you saw that guy running down basketball courts with alley-oops and dunking and taking off the foul line and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, maybe he can do that, but they're going to have it because next year, really Pinckney and Jeffries and Williams are only three that are going to be around and they're still recruiting some guys there, no doubt about that. Hey, I wanted to ask you about Camp Proverbs. I saw the other day that you guys were you know, in the middle time of your summertime camps and going well, and I wanted to give you an opportunity, man. I hadn't talked to you about it lately, but how's Camp Proverbs going and how can people find out more about, really, I think, a great influence on some young people here in the Upstate?
Absolutely. Mickey, I thank you for taking the time out to speak with me as we was planning this year, and we serve more kids this year than we have, and that's in 14 years, and we're getting stronger, we're getting better, able to get into more communities outside of Pendleton, which is great for us. And you know, we were able to have our best summer yet. And of course, we kick started our girls camp, Camp Essence again, that my wife leads, and just two phenomenal camps there. And was able to venture out to Aiken, South Carolina, down to Camp Long with the Joe Nathan Foundations, and have a great camping experience with some of our students. So we're growing every year, but of course we're looking to do more. And so we're now the Proverbs Mentoring Organization, and so that gives us, you know, some footing to do some more work and have some more resources so that we can better serve our community.
Well, here's what I know, and on a very serious note, I was approached. You know what the situation. I talked about it in the past. I was approached maybe 11 or 12 years ago about mentoring a young man there, that because the drug dealers had targeted him when he was in the sixth and seventh and eighth grade because he was a popular kid and a athletic kid. And I said, boy, if we could get this guy on our side, we could increase things and do better business around the area. And so the good guys in this thing said, let's mentor the kid and let's make sure that doesn't happen. And that's crazy to do, but you see, man, how there's a need for it in communities out there and how important it is to have these positive experiences out there. And I mean, it's a shame that we'd have to have that, but we have to, man, you know, and I can't thank you enough for doing that. Give me an idea of how important it is to get these kids in camps and get these positive influences and keep them away from what the alternatives could be.
Well, I think for every kid, you know, whether they come from great circumstances or poor circumstances, every kid needs mentorship. Us as grown men, we need mentorship. Yeah. I still seek mentorship myself.
Right.
And in the summertime, especially, you know, you have some kids who definitely have some athletic platforms where they can get that positive mentorship from coaching. But there's several kids who may not play sports, and especially the kids who don't who haven't entered high school, they need some activities and some positive role models to continue with them, whether it's educational opportunities, athletic opportunities, career development, and just character development. These the morals of some of our young men, they belong to us. And as men, they belong to us. And if we don't really take accountability and really take the time to pull them back to where God wants them to be, it's on us. And so as men, we have to really take time to give of ourselves, whether it's financially or our time, to pour back into our community and to our young men. So I challenge every man to give to a mentoring program. And if you're looking for any Camp Proverbs, would love to hear from you.
How can I reach you, buddy?
864-209-5632 through phone. And they can look us up on social media, on Facebook, Camp Proverbs, Proverbs Mentoring Organization, on Twitter. And we'd love to hear from you.
I love it. Keep up the great work. We need you, man. We need you guys. You're doing an awesome job, and we're lucky to have you. Keep up the great work, buddy. 209-5632 and Camp Proverbs on social media. Get in touch with the folks, because I don't know. You never have enough support, but you need some more of that stuff. So keep up the great
work,
buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. A good friend of mine and a guy that does an awesome job. You know,
that's very cool.
Wouldn't it be nice to live in a world where I didn't have to tell you about Priority One Security? We didn't have to talk about keeping the bad people away. I was shocked at that. And this was 11 years ago,
mm-hmm.
12 years ago, 11 years ago.
Right.
I was approached and said, man, this kid, he's in the sixth or seventh grade now. He's a college football player now. Plays in the ACC now, which is cool.
That's really cool, yeah.
And he's going to get his degree from one of the best universities out there. And it's awesome. But they say, man, look, the drug dealers, they have targeted this young man because he's so popular in the sixth grade or whatever it was, seventh grade or whatever it was, that they know that if they can get to him early, that it's going to increase their business. And so they've targeted, you know?
That's awful.
It really is. And thank goodness that the good fellas, the good people in that community realized that and were proactive in that. And it's just a shame. But wouldn't it be nice that we didn't have to worry about some sort of to worry about in this world? And
it would be.
On the other side of it, this show has been great for me because I got a chance to get my mind off what's going on. Meredith asked me last night, said, you think you should go to work tomorrow? Well, yes, I have to, man. I got to go out. I need sports to divert my attention just for a couple hours, because when we leave here, we'll get back into it, and we'll meet with our vet, hopefully, and send Daisy back off to a good setting, get her where she's uncomfortable, you know, very comfortable again, rather than the other way around. Anyway, sports is good, and reminds me of a conversation I had with a good friend of mine, Chris, who lost a son, and we're talking about how I said, man, sports is stupid, sports is crazy, it's not very important. He goes, no, man, it's very important because it gets us off our minds, off the stuff that we don't want to have to think about all day, every day. So anyway, that's what baseball, football, basketball, and golf and tennis and all these sports really do for us, is just give us an outlet to take us away a little bit from those other things that are coming to our mind too often with stuff. Let's take a break, bud. Let's finish things up, wrap things up in the final segment of the show. Our friends at Prime Lending want to help you take your mind off of some of the issues that could be in your world. And I know this, that the first mortgage I signed years ago, John, you hadn't signed a mortgage yet, have you? Have you gone through this process yet?
I have not yet.
You will. Let me tell you this. It's the first time, man, you sign about 400 documents and they put these things up in front of you. And you got to make these decisions, and you're going yourself, man, this is tough.
Right.
Like, this isn't easy. And this is intimidating. And I'm signing my entire life away, and I'm going to be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars on something that, man, this is scary. And you really don't know what you're going to. And the second and third one, you get better and better and better. But I will tell you this, find someone that you trust. And I would advise everybody to find someone local. You know, there's a lot of national companies out there, a lot of 800 companies out there, and .com companies out there. When I went with Prime Lending, I have local people like Mark and Amanda that I know, that I trust, that are able to tailor something exactly for me. They know Meredith and I. They know our occupations, not just what we make on paper, but like what we're after, what our goals are, and what we wanted out of it. And they were able just to help us out tremendously. So that's the advice I give to you. A great example of that is Prime Lending here locally. Just sit down, start a conversation with them about your refinancing, or you buying a home, or you remodeling a home. Let them take care of it for you. PrimeLendingSC.com. They'll answer all your questions and make it very comfortable for you through all of that. We'll take a break. I have word of a former Clemson football player who had a little health scare yesterday. Hopefully we'll get some thoughts and prayers out to him. We'll tell you about that when you return after a short break.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
So at left side, looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in the air. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
As people who love the outdoors, we stand for the traditions we inherited and that we must pass on. At Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, we stand together for you. Shop our stores and online for great deals on great gear, like savings of $100 on the Vortex Spitfire Prism sight, and save 30% or more on select life jackets. Plus, bring the kids for free workshops, crafts, and games during the final days of family summer camp.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hi friends, Mickey Poller here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play, Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come over?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. This morning at about 5:45, I got word that former Clemson great Nelson Welch had a heart issue yesterday, heart attack. He was conscious throughout the entire thing, stents and all that kind of stuff. And I know he's got a recovery to do there, but I've been told I know this about Nelson. Nelson's strong, and he's in good shape, and hopefully I'm sure he's getting great doctor's care over there, but I know you can never have enough prayers, and Nelson is a friend. I knew Nelson when we were in school together here, and a terrific father, husband, athlete, one of the best athletes I've ever been around, and I'm told that they feel pretty good about things and just need, you know, a bunch of prayers in there. But I know this. I know he's got a bunch of reasons to live, and he's got a bunch of good doctors over there, and he's strong and athletic, and he's going to whip all this stuff. So, but was very lucky to find what they found when they found it. And so hopefully all that will work out great. Yeah. Great. So, but thoughts and prayers to Nelson Welch's family. And you talk about one of the best athletes ever come through here now. He was one of the best, but too young to he's got many, many, many years ahead of him. So thoughts and prayers go out there. Let me give you a scoreboard update. And let me say this, man. I was talked to a friend during the break whose wife is going through some cancer and some chemo. And another example of how you just get through it. And why support and all that kind of stuff. But no doubt helps about that. And I can't thank you. Now, today's a rough day for our family. But Meredith, I'll tell you a quick story. Meredith right now is in the front yard. Last night, because Daisy, we can't keep her in the house because she's mm-hmm. bleeding and she's vomiting and she's pooping on herself and stuff like that. So we got her in the garage and we let her outside. She can't hardly walk. We have to pick her up and carry her. But we sat out in the front yard and Meredith said she's still barking. People walking by. Last night, John, I'm laying on this blanket in the front yard. I'm sure our neighbors think that we're idiots for doing this. But we're laying out in the front yard, and man, and like it's pitiful to look at her. Right. And thank God it's only one day of this. Like I said, because this tumor grows so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer, the tumor, it's benign, but it's just aggressive, and it's where things going up, taking her body. But like I said, on Monday we went on a long walk with her. She's fine, and the next day it just pops up this way. Anyway,
all right,
we're laid out. It's about almost 9 o'clock, and I want to keep her outside as long as I can. It's a pleasant night.
Yeah.
And we're saying our goodbyes to her and telling her how great she is and how loving she is. And there's this little white cat that walks by. And she pops her head up like, man, you know, if I could, I would tear off after that cat right now. So that was kind of really cool to see. But, man, I got the best wife in the world. My wife right now is in the front yard, like, just consoling her. Just trying to make a little bit of comfort before we do all this. Anyway, cool stuff, and I appreciate everybody's support through this thing today. Yeah. I wanted to finish off with a couple of things. One is the scoreboard update from the Open. This is the 147th Open, or some call it the British Open, underway, and we are seeing, and Jordan Spieth's hit all over the place, but he's 3-under through 14 holes.
I don't know how he's doing it.
He's just kind of
hitting patrons and
yeah, bouncing
trees
off people. Yeah, bouncing off everybody out there.
Taking forever to do it.
touche, buddy, touche. Kevin Kisner is your leader. Aiken, South Carolina's Kevin Kisner. South Carolina Junior Golf Association, Kevin Kisner. University of Georgia, Kevin Kisner.
There you go.
Is 5-under par, shot 66 today.
Not a bad round.
It's a one-shot lead over Eric Van Ruin, who shot 67. 4-under par. Par 71, obviously. At 3-under par in the clubhouse, Brandon Stone shot 68 this morning. He bounced one off the bleachers on 18 and still made a par there. Jordan Spieth is 3-under through 14. Among other players you care about, Danny Willett shot 68 or 69 today, 2-under par. John Rahm is 2-under through 14. Pat Perez 2-under through 17. Luke List has shot 71-under par today. Matt Kuchar's 1-under through 15. Tony Finau 1-under through 12. Those guys are tied for 12th. Tommy Fleetwood very early 1-under through 4. Rory McIlroy, Brad Sinkuth will be glad to know. Rory McIlroy 1-under through 3. Zach Johnson 1-under through 2. At even par right now, Ricky Fowler's through 13 holes. Louis Oosthuizen through 13 holes. Charles Schwartzel's through 6 holes. Henrik Stenson's through 4 holes. Very early, obviously. Dustin Johnson's even par through 3 holes right now. Justin Thomas parred the first hole of his day, as did Jason Day. At 1 over par right now, Stuart Sink shot 1 over 72. Daniel Berger 1 over through 6. Phil Mickelson shot 2 over 73 today, as did Ernie Els. At 2 over on the golf course, Justin Rose 2 over through 14. Patrick Reed, I would have thought done better. Just round one, though. 2 over through 13 holes. Snedeker, 2 over through 8 holes. Let's see who you care about here. Going down the list. Really nobody that – none of the superstars are really that far over par right now. Kyle Stanley is about to tee off, former Clemson superstar. Of the other players still to play today who have not teed off as of yet, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia, Tiger Woods, those are the stars still coming up. Tiger goes around 10, 15, maybe later today. So Kevin Kisner is your very early leader there. I'm going to save this for tomorrow. I wanted to get the top 25 wins. I have an article here that someone sent me, and I appreciate that. And all you guys, you always send me stuff, and that's great. Top 25 wins in the playoff era. And I can tell you that Alabama's done very well. Georgia's done very well. Those are the only two teams in the SEC that have 500 records against top 25 schools. Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma have done very well, but not a whole lot of teams have winning records against top 25 schools. I'm going to save that list for tomorrow.
Okay.
With no Josh Williams tomorrow, we'll get our Jinx Inc. hunting and fishing report, but we'll get a lot of British Open tomorrow and get you ready for a weekend tomorrow and baseball starts back tomorrow. Machado's a Dodger now, so we got a lot to do tomorrow still.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout all that. Before we get to our acts of forgiveness and 2 minute drill, on a very positive note,
mm-hmm.
on a related subject,
right?
You got good news about your dog yesterday.
I did.
That's really cool.
I did. They found a tumor in her, but it was benign, and she got a big thing of dog ice cream last night to celebrate. So had to reward her for it.
Did you eat the ice cream after?
No.
I told the story last week, didn't I?
Yeah. Where the person was sharing the ice cream with the dog.
No, we're not doing that.
I had some of Clemson's best ice cream. She had some of dog ice cream. I forget the name of the brand of it. So we had a little ice cream party together, and it was a good time.
That's cool, man. Very cool. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive multiple football players from the University of North Carolina football program. They could be suspended for one game or more during the season for self-reported violations, athletes selling university-issued shoes and athletic gear. WRAL and Raleigh confirmed the story. The USC became of the potential violation, self-reported in February. The athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, says, when we became aware of the situation with the football program, we self-reported it, secondary violation. I worked closely with the chancellor and Coach Fedor to address the issue, and we're taking appropriate disciplinary action. I'll forgive him because, hey, at least it's not an academic issue at North Carolina. I know it's a change for him.
What? I guess when you're not at class and you're sponsored by Jordan, you know, you got to sell your Jordans off and make your money. I don't know what in the world they're doing up there.
Hey, at least they're going to some sort of class now.
There you go.
Maybe rather than going that route. So anyway,
they're going to their how to put together a wine and cheese plate class, and you know, all their how to sell your Jordans class, and but at least they're going to class.
Right, no doubt. Hey, later today up in Charlotte, North Carolina, you'll hear from 12 to 3, you'll hear from Quawk and Kelly, and they'll have live stuff there. Dabo Swinney and Cleland Farrell and Mitch Hyatt are the Clemson contingent up there in Charlotte at the ACC Media Days today. And the big news today, Brad Brunell and Brent Venables will sign new contracts at Clemson. Brunell, we don't know the details of it, but Venables' contract, 5 years, $11.6 million, making the highest paid assistant coach in college football. Good stuff there. $2 million a year, retention bonuses of $200,000 for the first 2 years, $400,000 each year after that, a total of $11.6 in a five-year deal for a very much deserving the best assistant football coach in all of football, the best coordinator, one of the best recruiters, and the best linebacker coaches out there, but certainly deserving of that. And Clemson will benefit from more of Brent Venables around here, no doubt about it. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
All right, today my two-minute drill. Yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens reported to training camp. Today, the Chicago Bears report to training camp. Two teams are going to be playing in the Hall of Fame game here in a couple of weeks. So, NFL teams have reported. That season's right around the corner.
You know, that's different, man, and that's like news. Like, that's actually something that's actually happening.
Something's happening. Lamar Jackson's going to throw a football today at a practice.
That's crazy to think about. 44 days, 3 hours, 24 minutes, and 8 seconds. Not that anyone is actually counting there. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it is our great friends at EricNewton.com. I don't care what you need. It's a full-service real estate company. What do you want to renovate your home? They can do that. Business, they can do that. You want a commercial real estate? I don't know. You want to buy land to build a home on? You're looking to sell land, sell your home, buy homes. They take care of all of that for you. And commercial real estate, like I said, rental properties. If you have rental properties you're looking for, or if you have rental properties you want someone to manage, they do all of that. It's a full-service real estate company. It's my great friends, Eric Newton and EricNewton.com. In case you missed it, go back and listen to our 705 podcast. Dr. Hank Bruner checked in with us and told us the story of when he was the veterinary pathologist with the Air Force Academy, how some cadets here stole Ralphie the Buffalo. That was a really cool deal.
That was hysterical.
And did a great job. He also spoke very highly of our dog. And Paul Shreela, all these guys kind of got a mind off of. You know, many times on this thing, I think we provide As hosts and producers, we provide information or maybe a laugh or every once in a while. But oftentimes we end up taking as well. And without getting too sappy about it, I got to tell you, today's show was great for me for 3 hours to hear from your kindness about our dog and our family situation. It's tough for us, but we're really, you guys made it so much better. I can't thank you enough. We had, John, look at it. I mean, there had to be a few hundred texts today that came in.
Oh, absolutely.
And many of them were so kind and hearing about your dog stories and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's not easy, but after seeing it, man, we did the right thing. We're doing the right thing today. And I told you earlier, John, too, they'll tell you when they're ready. And Daisy's ready, and she's been awesome. Just really, really cool. She's just been absolutely amazing and incredible. We won't have another one like her, but we'll miss her, no doubt about that. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, readers, emailers. You know some more good news?
What's that?
Georgia Speed played double buggy. Just, no, that's not good news. I'm sorry. That's not good news. Let me thank callers, texters, sponsors, emailers. Let me thank Hamp Brenner for checking in with us. Josh Weaves for checking in with us. Paul Strelo for checking in with us as well. You did a great job again, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, man. Looking forward to tomorrow. Looking forward to the Friday edition. Up next, Brad and Ben, two of my favorite people. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studio.